If shopping in the past was just a matter of going to the grocers a few minutes away from home in the town square, or to the local marketplace, shopping after the Second World War has dramatically changed. As a child, I remember my mother sending me to the grocers with some eggs in a basket, potatoes in a sack, or whatever else we had to exchange them for sugar, coffee, soap, or other goods. The grocer knew my first name and my parents. He would ask me how I was doing in school and then take what I had brought for him and give me what my mother needed for home. Then came the establishment of factories, which produced everything one wanted, and in big quantities. Variety and choice replaced the idea of managing with only what one could find in the local grocery, even if it was second best. Achieving and producing the best and the most and in the least possible time led to Superman and Superwoman and, eventually, to supermarkets, department stores, and shopping centers. The idea of buying ready-made food was unthinkable for the housewives of the 40s and, even, 50s. They used to make the food provisions for their families themselves. Every home had a good vegetable garden too. They used to have their clothes and shoes made to measure and did not buy them ready-made. Times change, and people do things they did not used to do. Even my mother, who in the past would never let us have the factory-made goods at home, eats corn flakes and chips together with her grandchildren and buys her cake at the supermarket. She hardly realizes that shopping has expanded to the point that her Greek includes words that a person from any of the 25 member states of the EU or Singapore would not only understand, but use them as well.